Catelyn took leave of her uncle and the others as Tyrion Lannister was led off, then followed the bastard girl through the castle. Two mules were waiting in the upper bailey, saddled and ready. Maya helped her mount one, while a guardsman in a sky-blue cloak opened the narrow postern gate. Beyond was dense forest of pine and spruce, and the mountain like a black wall. But the steps were there, chiseled deep into the rock, ascending into the sky. "Some people find it easier if they close their eyes," Maya said as she led the mules through the gate into the dark wood. "When they get frightened or dizzy sometimes, they hold onto the mules too tight. They don't like that." "I was born a Tully and wed to a Stark," Catelyn said. "I do not frighten easily. Do you plan to light a torch?" The steps were black as pitch. The girl made a face.
"Torches just blind you. On a clear night like this, the moon and the stars are enough. Michael says I have the eyes of the owl."
She mounted and urged her mule up the first step. Catelyn's animal followed of its own accord. "You mentioned Michael before," Catelyn said. The mule set the pace slow but steady. She was perfectly content with that.
"Michael's my love," Maya explained. "Michael Redfort, his squire, just a Lynn Corbray. We're to wed as soon as it becomes a night, next year or the year after."